For 20 years, the impound lot has been in what was once a major industrial area on the edge of Black Rock. Now, with development spreading, the city wants to move it, and the college has the opportunity to take over and expand its cramped footprint. The city has already let a contractor knock down the decaying buildings on the site. The college says it's studying potential uses for the land. Councilmember Joe Golombek is a double alum of the college, like Mayor Brown, and also teaches there. Golombek says development is seeping into the neighborhood.
Seeing the development in more than just downtown, that's the unique aspect of this. The past six or so years, 8 years, the development has not just been in downtown Buffalo. It's come into our communities. It's come into the west side. It's come into what Chandlerville, as they're now calling it. It's come into Tonawanda Street. It's seeping into Riverside and the rest of the city of Buffalo.
The college has the money for development, with Governor Cuomo telling a campus audience last week there was $250 million for capital projects at Buff State. The city is looking for another impound site, with private companies asked for site proposals, or it may go on already city-owned land, potentially Seneca Babcock area property behind the engineering garage on Seneca Street. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.